Yirmiyah Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Aleph Le'ilu Nishmas Betzal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So now comes the prophecy on the world, which was promised in the very first few psukim of Sefer Yirmiyah in the first place. Navi Lagoyim Nesaticha, right? I've made you a prophet to all the nations, but until now all we've seen are prophecies concerning Klal Yisrael. But now the time comes where you are going to prophesy, as was promised while he was still in the womb, before he was even born, that he is going to be a Navi for all the nations of the world. And Egypt comes to bat first. Asher hayadvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu ha-Navi al Hagoyim. And so this is kind of an introductory pasuk for the next five prakim. Everything until the last parak of Yirmiyahu, parak Nun Beis. This is the word of God to Yirmiyahu ha-Navi concerning all the nations. So, the Das Sofrim, a very recent 20th century Mefarish in these things, says not that he is necessarily supposed to communicate all these prophecies to them, although that might be part of the message also, but that these are being spoken in the hearing of Klal Yisrael, so they'll understand that everything that happens in the world, whether or not it seems to involve us directly, is by the will of God. Nothing happens at random. This is not a call for tshuva from the other nations, because that's not what the Navi has in mind. He's just telling them what's going to happen in a fairly dispassionate way. And Egypt, as always, is at the fulcrum of everything that happens in the civilized world at that time. Beis l'Mitzrayim, to Egypt. Al-Chel Paro Necho, Melech Mitzrayim. Regarding the army of Paro Necho, which was encamped Asher Haya al Nahar Paros, the Charkimish, that was encamped at Charkimish by the Euphrates River. So it was up pretty far north, outside of where Egypt was. Paro Necho, some say that that's his proper name. Others say that he was the lame pharaoh. And there's a very famous medrash that he tried to climb up the throne of Shlomo HaMelech, and there were mechanical animals on it that bit him on the leg and rendered him lame, struck him on the thigh. Paro Necho. There are a bunch of other midrashim about this Paro. Paro Necho was the one who killed Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda, as we know from Eicha and from earlier on in Sefer Melachim when we learned it. So he used Yoshiyahu HaMelech, the great righteous Yoshiyahu HaMelech, for target practice. So here's Paro Necho's come up in Sasher Hoyal Nahar Prospek Harkamish. Asher Hikonavuchad Retzar Melech Bavel Bishnas Horvius Leho Yakim Ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Bavel, defeated that huge army in the fourth year of Yehoyakim Ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda, which is the same timing that we mentioned was the previous parak about Baruch Ben Neriah. So there's one big battle, but Egypt is not entirely wiped out yet. That's going to happen again later. So the second war of Carchemish has yet to take place, and the Navi is telling us that that's going to go just as badly for Egypt. Gimel Irchu Magen Vitzina. Prepare your shield and your buckler, your protector, your metal gauntlets, your armor that you're going to wear. Prepare all of your weapons of protection against war. Ugeshu LaMilchama, and draw near for battle. This is mockery. This is making fun of them. Yeah, buckle up. Saddle up. Get ready. You're going to go fight, right? You have so much strength, but frankly, you don't even want to commit yourselves to battle against Bavel, because eventually, as we're going to see in Pasuk Hey, you're just going to run away anyway. So you're very brave when you're buckling up. That's why King Ahab said back in Malachim, one of my favorite quotes from King Ahab, who was a quote machine, but he said to Ben-Hadad, he said, you're very brave when you're girding your sword before you have a battle. Talk to me again after you sheath it at the end of everything. Dalad Isru Hasusim Va'alu HaParashim. Harness the horses. Put on the reins and the bits and mount up. All of you chariot riders and horseback riders. V'siyatsu b'chova'im. Get your helmets all ready. You know, seat your helmets on your head. Make sure everything fits right. Check out your Borsellino metal helmet. Make sure you're good to go. Mirku harimachim. Livshu hasir yonos. Polish your spears. Put on your armor. Yeah, make everything nice and shiny. You know, go ahead. Get ready. Olam Mefarshim say, you know, this sounds like a stirring battle preparation, but instead, it's all for nothing. Hey, Madua Roisi Hemochatim Nisogim Achar. So how come all of these brave warriors who were dressed up like extras in a biblical epic, like they were going to be in Ben-Hur, why do I see them all scared to death and running away and retreating? Nisogim Achar, turning back, spinning around to run away. V'giborehem Yukasu. And their mighty warriors are beaten. Umanos Nasu. From running away, Lanus, and they're fleeing. Below Hifnu, they don't even look back. They just run. Magar misaviv ne'um Hashem. Terror all around, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you guys are so brave when you're getting dressed up for war, when you're getting in your military cosplay, but when it comes time to actually fight, you're never going to make it. And later on, we're going to see in Perek Mentes that the men of Damascus are going to be battling and dying in the streets of their city. They're not going to surrender without a fight. But Egypt just runs for it and immediately abandons the battlefield. They are the ancient world equivalent of the French, giving up before a shot is fired and running back away.